The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered round him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel continues the theme of Jesus speaking to the disciples, speaking to the scribes and Pharisees too, about the nature of God's flock, that this flock is known to God, that Jesus has made his voice and let his voice be heard, and that those who believe, like a flock, know that voice, know that it is safe where Jesus himself is calling them. He gets into trouble for claiming that the Father and he are one. There's a continuing journey of Jesus taking what belonged to the Jewish traditions and transforming them. Today, the parable is set around the feast of the dedication of the temple in Jerusalem. The temple had been destroyed 70 BC, and since its rebuilding, it was dedicated in a ceremony each year. Jesus would dedicate himself as being the center of the Christian journey, just as he took the Passover and became the Paschal Lamb, as he worked on the Sabbath, as he provided the miracles of the new life and new wine at the wedding at Cana. Today's first reading shows how that early church has progressed. Even in the face of uncertainty, great progress were made. Even post the stoning of Stephen, the disciples now find themselves in Antioch and in Rome as they make progress along the trading posts, even to great Jewish enclaves like Antioch, which had a section of the city dedicated. There was an area within Antioch that was specifically for the Jews. They could have their kosher traditions and Jewish laws even within the empire of Rome. And still, God's message gets to there, despite the threats and uncertainties that might have entailed. And we're told that it is in Antioch that Jesus' followers were first called Christians. Today we try our best to make progress even in this time of uncertainty. And in many ways, great progress has been made. As a Christian community here in Holy Family, we have moved from maybe having 30 or 50 people at our 8:15 Mass to a couple of hundred who follow us each day. Our weekend Masses now have a few thousand. It's lovely to know so many are gathering live stream. In what were uncertain times, a certain progress has been made. Although we really miss you and can't wait that you be back here with us physically present in the church. But as always, we're challenged to try our best to make progress in what are difficult times. We're called to continue to engage with the call that we stay at home, that we stay distant, just for a little time longer until the happier days of being able to gather again return. So in these times of uncertainty, we ask the Lord to continue to journey with us, to give us the courage he gave the disciples 2,000 years ago, that we too would be his witnesses, that we would be a lovely example of Christian living today in our home or wherever we find ourselves. We ask you, Lord, to give us your strength and courage.